गुड मॉर्निंग एवरी वन, माई सेल्फ सुनील कुमार यादव, TGT केमिस्ट्री बायोलॉजी। टुडे आई एम प्रेजेंटिंग द थर्ड एंड द फाइनल मॉड्यूल ऑफ चैप्टर नंबर 15, लाइट फॉर क्लास 7th इन साइंस। इन द प्रीवियस टू मॉड्यूल्स वी हैव सीन कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ लाइट, इमेज फॉर्मेशन बाई प्लेन मिरर, reflection of light, properties of light, spherical mirrors, image formed by spherical mirrors and their uses. Now in this module we will learn about lenses, types of lenses, image formation by lenses, uses of lenses, sunlight and its different colors. So let us begin this module by starting the definition of lenses. Lenses are piece of glass and they are transparent so that light passes through them. But lenses change the path of light that falls on them. They either converges those rays of light to a single point or they diverges those rays of light to different directions. Depending upon the diversion or conversion, the lenses are of two types. First of all, let us talk about convex lens. Convex lens is such a lens which converges the rays of light to a single point. Convex lens is thicker at the middle while it is thinner at the edges. Second type of lens is concave lens. Concave lens is diverging in nature. It diverges the rays of light to different directions. Concave lens is thicker at the edges while it is thinner in the middle. Okay children, so these are the two types of lenses. So you might have seen a magnifying glass. Can you tell me what kind of lens is a magnifying glass? Magnifying glass is a convex lens. It is converging. Let us prove it that magnifying glass is converging in nature by performing an activity. In this activity, we will take a magnifying glass which is a convex lens and keep in the sunlight, and below that convex lens we will keep a piece of paper and try to focus the sunlight onto that paper. After some time you will observe that the paper becomes hot and it catches fire after some time. What does this indicate? This indicates that the magnifying glass converges the rays of light falling on it to a single point on the paper, and it raises the temperature of the paper and thus it catches fire. So this activity indicates that magnifying glass is a convex lens and it is converging in nature. Now let us talk about the image formed by lenses. First of all, concave lens. Concave lens forms virtual image, erect and smaller in size as compared to the size of the object. While a convex lens forms an image that is smaller or larger than the object, it can be of the same size of the object as well. The image may be real, can be obtained on a screen, or virtual, cannot be obtained on a screen. The image may be erect or inverted. So this shows that a convex lens can form all kinds of images varying from smaller, same size or larger, real or virtual, erect or inverted. So this is a very important point to note, that convex lens can form all kinds of images. Okay? Whereas a concave lens always forms a virtual image smaller than the object and it is erect. Okay, children? Now let us talk about the uses of lenses. Convex lens is used as a magnifying lens to see tiny objects, as we have seen. It is also used to see organs of organisms like earthworm, cockroach, etc. Lenses are used in spectacles. Lenses are also used in microscopes. So these were about the lenses. Now let us talk about sunlight. The sunlight that we see appears to be a single colored light, but is it actually a single colored light? Let us try to investigate whether sunlight is a single color light or it composes of different colors. Children, you might have seen rainbow. What is a rainbow? A rainbow is seen as a large arc in the sky with many colors. It appears usually after the rain when the sun is low in the sky. When observed carefully, there are 7 colors in a rainbow. These are arranged as vibgyor. Vibgyor is nothing but the arrangement of colors taking the first letter of each color. V for violet, I for indigo, B for blue, G for green, Y for yellow, O for orange, and R is for red. Okay. Similarly, when we blow soap bubbles, they appear colorful. Have you seen, children? Soap bubbles appear colorful or not? Many colors are seen when light is reflected from the surface of a compact disc. All these experiences prove that sunlight is a mixture of different colors. Let us perform an activity to show that light consists of 7 colors. We will take a glass prism, allow a narrow beam of light through a small hole in the window of a dark room to fall on one face of the prism. Let the light coming out of the other face of the prism fall on a white sheet of paper or on a white wall, which acts as a screen. Observation. It is observed that light coming out of the other face of the prism consists of 7 colors similar to those seen in a rainbow. This shows that the sunlight consists of 7 colors. The sunlight is said to be white light. This means that the white light consists of 7 colors. The process of splitting of white light into 7 colors by a prism is called dispersion of light. And the pattern of 7 colors obtained on a screen after dispersion of light is called spectrum. Okay? Do you remember this? One more activity we can perform in order to show that light consists of 7 colors. It is Newton's disc. We will take a circular cardboard disc and divide it into 7 segments. Paint the 7 colors as found in a rainbow. Make a small hole at the center of the disc. Fix the disc loosely on the top of a refill of a ball, pen or pencil you can use, pencil or a stick you can use. Now rotate the disc in the daylight. When the disc is rotated faster, the colors painted on the disc get mixed together and the disc disappears. Disc appears to be whitish. Such a disc is popularly known as Newton's disk. Okay, children. So all these experiences or the activities show that sunlight is not a single color light, rather it is a mixture of 7 colors arranged in the order Webgyor. I repeat, V for violet, I for indigo, B for blue, G for green, Y for yellow, O for orange, and R is for red. So with this, we have completed the 15th chapter, light, in 3 modules. And these all the 3 modules are accompanied by a worksheet which comprises of some objective questions in the form of fill in the blanks, true false, and there are some descriptive questions. You are supposed to attempt these questions. Let us look at the summary of the chapter. At the end we will see the summary of the chapter. Okay, children. Summary of the chapter, we will take point wise. Light travels along straight lines. Light never follows a curved path. It is proved by one of the activities that we have seen in the first module. We can see the burning candle through a straight pipe, but we cannot see the burning candle with the help of a bent pipe. Okay. Any polished or a shining surface acts as a mirror. An image which can be obtained on a screen is called a real image, while an image which cannot be obtained on a screen is called a virtual image. The process of bouncing back of the light after striking an opaque surface like mirror is called reflection of light, and reflection of light is responsible for the formation of images. The image formed by a plane mirror is erect, it is virtual, and is of the same size as the object. The image is at the same distance behind the mirror as the object is in front of it. In an image formed by a mirror, the left side of the object is seen on the right side in the image, and the right side of the object appears to be on the left side in the image. This is called lateral inversion. That is why you might have seen when you raise your left hand, it appears that in the image your right hand is raised. This is called lateral inversion. That is why you might have seen that ambulance, word ambulance, is written in a different fashion in the vehicle carrying patients. This is done in order that whenever a driver sees an ambulance, the driver is able to see the ambulance in the correct way, so that he can give side to the ambulance. Okay. A concave mirror can form a real and inverted image. When the object is placed very close to the mirror, the image formed is virtual, erect, and magnified. Image formed by a convex mirror is erect, virtual, and smaller in size than the object. A convex lens can form real and inverted image. When the object is placed very close to the lens, the image formed is virtual, erect, and magnified. When used to see objects magnified, the convex lens is called a magnifying glass. A concave lens always forms erect, virtual, and smaller image than the object. White light is composed of 7 colors, and the process of splitting of white light into 7 colors when it passes through a prism is called dispersion of light, and the pattern of 7 colors obtained on a screen after dispersion of light is called spectrum. So children, with this we have completed chapter number 15, light, and you complete your exercises and the worksheets that are provided with each module. Keep learning at home. Thank you and have a nice day.